because no matter what, I can talk shit about Ricky.
At the very least.
At the very fucking least.
That's the go-to.
Oh, shit, no, but he has lotion on his hands today. What the fuck is going on?
Yeah, that's sweat.
Boys. Yeah, fuck, boys. I'm a new man. Hey,
that nigga's hands are sweaty.
I wanted to make fun of him, so I went straight to his hands, right? I went straight to his hands so I could make fun of him. And lo and behold, moisture.
Nigga said his hands are sweaty.
Knees weak.
Mom's spaghetti, nigga. I was with you. Mom's spaghetti. Nigga.
Fucking rabbit. Trash ass shit.
But on the surface, he looks calm and ready, huh?
Trash. Nigga's trash. Him and Clarence.
Now you're listening to NDEO podcast.
I put the H on it to emphasize it's nigga.
Ladies and gents, niggas and niggas, welcome back. This is yet another episode of the Niggas Singers podcast. Go ahead and sit back. Enjoy the show.
We some niggas with a beans. 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 We some niggas. With a beans, we some niggas. With a beans, nigga with a beans, nigga with a beans, nigga. Nigga with a beans, nigga with a beans, nigga. Nigga with a beans, nigga with a beans, nigga. Nigga with a beans, nigga with a beans, nigga. Bitch, you need a beans, you should get them from these niggas. Bitch, you need a beans, you should get them from these niggas. Bitch, you need a beans, you should get them from these niggas. Get them from these niggas. Get them from these niggas. N-I-G-G-A-S. 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 Bitch, don't think you can play with us. Hey, me, Chris Ricky, and Benny Ho. Real niggas over here, we ain't friendly, ho. Money and bitches over here, yeah, it's plenty, ho. Hey, bitches out the Rennie, ho. Plus, daddy on the mic, ho. I'm finna go fucking psycho. Walking backwards like Mike, ho.
Hey!
Only thing is, I don't like tight hoes. Like children, Michael's did. Thought you had a friend.
That nigga got so excited.
Yes.
He's like, finally.
Finally. And see, had he not got so excited, I could have went somewhere else. I could have went elsewhere.
It would have been a little nicer, I'm sure. He said back. What did you say? Walking back words like Mike?
Cool.
That was a bar, nigga. Do you hear the double? I'm walking backwards, but I'm walking back words.
So how was your guys' week?
Oh, shit!
Do you hear the... Nah, fuck the week, nigga.
Nah. Walking back words, you understand?
But I'm walking backwards.
Like Michael. No, that's crazy.
That's nigga. That's crazy. Shit like that.
Let me tweet it right now before I forget it.
Don DeMarco.
My God.
I need to get that one. That's the one I need to get.
You pussies done pussying.
But ladies and gents, welcome back. This is the Niggas with Opinion Circle Law. Yes, we came that damn far. I'm 1/4 of your host, Benny C. Take a shot of me, and I'm joined by my brothers in buffoonery. Plus, Ricky the Prince.
Hi.
And the vegan and the vegan trap lord in the building.
Well, I'm trying to get high, but Plus is being very stingy with the guy.
Why did you hand me the weed? I told you, you are the decider, and you give me the weed. I'm sorry, I know. No. It's, well, I know you have enough to do, but...
Common courtesy.
I can't roll cracker
if,
weed.
If you ask somebody for some weed, right, and his bag is away from him, you don't go in the nigga bag and take the weed.
You I'm not going to lie to you. His bag, I'm not going to lie to you. We're far past that, okay? I'm not going to lie to you, okay? I've had Thanksgiving at your house. We're far past that. Right. Take the weed. Take it. We're far past that shit at this point.
Take the
wah. Take the wah. That nigga did not understand the question.
Take the wah. I left the wah.
He couldn't fucking believe it.
That's a... Because he said take the... He said take the money and left the weed.
You at gunpoint. What do you mean? Take the what?
That's what we here to take everything, nigga. What do you mean?
No, he told them to take the weed and leave the money.
Ah, yeah, you're right.
Take the what? Leave the...
Nigga, all right. We here to take everything.
Fuck you talking about. We want it all.
brand new socks and drawers. And I ball every time I come and talk to y'all. I want it all. Poor Warren, you never got a fair shot at life, man.
That was Warren G?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wanted all brand new socks and drawers.
Yeah.
And I bowl every time. All right. Gentlemen, how are we? Everybody good?
About to be.
Let's talk about weekends. I like weekends.
Strong end on my part.
Yeah. Well, then let's go to the week part. Richard, how's your weekend so far?
It's been amazing until I fucking ran into you fucks.
Yeah, baby.
It got better, huh?
Niggas be feeling real until they find a nigga that's realer. I know what's going on. I know what's going on.
Tell this nigga, bro.
I know what's going on.
Tell this nigga.
Can we play the outro music and get the fuck out of here?
We got outro music?
Benny boy.
That's all, folks.
How was your weekend, Benny boy?
Weekend was superb.
Ooh, superb. Oh, superb.
Yeah.
I like those kind of adjectives. Let's go.
Niggas is partying on boats.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Big pimping, spinning cheese.
Not just a boat, though. It wasn't just a boat.
No, it was yacht. My bad. I'm sorry. It was a yacht.
A yacht.
A mega yacht.
Yacht. Yacht.
A yacht.
Drinking spirits. Drinking champagne. Ain't give a damn about a damn thing.
Damn thing. Shout out Kev, man. Happy birthday, my boy.
Shout out Big Kev, yo.
Happy birthday,
Big 21
Kev.
On these Happy niggas, birthday, man.
I feel like a vibe, man.
Okay. So first and foremost, I want to let you guys know that means that, hey, when the nigga Navy invites us, we'll pull up. Send us an invite.
Facts.
Okay, Kev had a fucking birthday party on a goddamn yacht.
Yacht.
Okay.
That shit like a movie.
I didn't pay for a fucking thing but parking. All right.
Oh,
that's how you invite people. That's how you invite people.
I didn't even pay for parking, dog.
I didn't pay for a fucking thing but parking.
Christian,
the hors d'oeuvres
Christian
were free.
Showed up.
The hors d'oeuvres were free. The drinks were free.
Christian showed up.
And the ass clapping show was damn sure for free. Nigga.
I see fireworks and shit.
I don't know if
nigga.
I don't know if he wants me to blow up his spot, but I'm a nigga. His mother is Wendy Williams, and we got to see her pull up.
Yeah,
and that was
bro.
Interesting because, like, I like knowing that the celebrities bring the same energy that they advertise on TV.
Mm-hmm.
And like when she walked in the room, like I felt like she thought she was better than me, and I love that shit.
And it was genuine.
Oh my god! Like I'm the richest bitch here. You broke niggas. Let me get on the elevator. You know what I did? I was in line first, but I moved my broke ass out the way because she's better than everybody here. You okay? And it's
she's
just
fucking Wendy Williams,
but
bro.
But here's the thing: some people walk in and fake humble, try to say hi to everybody in the room.
Yeah, fuck, that.
Fuck, that.
Fuck that!
Fuck that!
Fuck that!
That's not really you.
Right. Don't come in here and say hi, shake hands, kiss babies. Why?
You don't even remember my name no more.
When the one person actually said hi to Wendy, she was like, hi, Wendy. And she was like, hi. Like, Don't talk to her.
I'm not here for that shit.
Don't talk to her.
I need all that. I need all the ignorant shit.
You know, she's definitely not getting another invite to the party. Like, you spoke to her? That was
you
dumb.
Spoke to me, bro.
The blonde bitch said hi to me. Next party, no can do.
No can do.
No can fucking do,
no
well.
Can do. That's stupid. That sounds like what you would say too. No can do.
No. But happy birthday, Kev. Appreciate the invite, man. Shit was dope.
Sorry I couldn't make it.
De Niro, happy birthday too.
De Niro.
De Niro.
They had like all like De Niro, Trav, and Kev really like showed us mad love.
Yeah, yeah, they were people. Kind as fuck. All right. What's it? Since we said mad love, let's start. Oh, I don't have any mad love subjects.
Ooh.
Okay. Let's start from the top. OnlyFans is talking about removing sexual content from their site beginning in October.
Not talking about it. They're going to do it.
It's done.
So it's done.
Yeah.
It's a done deal.
And if you have any up there like after October, you got until December to remove it.
They're still going to allow you to show nudity and stuff like that. You just can't post like porno videos in there. They don't want to be involved with any of that shit because a lot of their investors, like credit card companies and other retailers and stuff like that, want to cut ties with them. So they want OnlyFans to be what it was originally made for, which was posting up content.
OnlyFans.
Maybe I'm ignorant, but I feel like did they have investors know that shit before the porno?
I don't know, but what probably would happen was that the website grew so much that big money was coming, but was saying, we'll invest if you take away this.
I find that crazy, but I mean, I get it. I get the
Let's
need
just
to
say,
grow.
For instance, I just throwing out a company. Let's say Capital One, right? We'll say, hey, we're going to throw you guys
$1 billion in advertising dollars.
But our CEO really hates blowjobs.
However, we don't want our credit card to be tied to this random girl from North Miami sucking 17 dicks. we don't want to be, you know. Meanwhile, we have banking commercials with nice, beautiful families and people getting houses and cars and shit. And here she is sucking dick, and our ad comes on right after she puts the dick in her mouth.
Because it just looks to me like they're fucking with the recipe.
At the end of the day, yes. That's what I said. Why would you fuck up something?
If it ain't broke,
why, you know, why are you fucking with that?
Now, they're making
let's
money.
Be clear, though. I don't think that was the original recipe, but it became the
It became
recipe.
That.
Touche.
Yeah. That's Touché. What they're saying. But I That's think, not what it was made for. It was made for, like, it's like a Patreon type thing.
Yeah.
Like, you post your content on there, your fans come in there and they have access to exclusive content. However, when people are going on there and then posting porno and shit like that, these big-time companies that are going to sign these big contracts, they're not gonna be tied to these nefarious.
Speaking of nefarious, the good brother Polite has been tied up with accusations of putting a little 14-year-old girl in the hotel. They said this nigga was giving her alcohol. They were in there dancing, and they found his semen. Let me tell you something about science.
Hold on. Breaking news.
They found his semen on the child. Bitch.
Breaking news.
What you mean? It wasn't breaking?
I didn't read the article. Oh,
hey, they found the boy's semen. And I'm not talking about the Navy. They found the boy's semen all over that child.
Oh,
okay?
Fuck, man.
And let me tell you.
That's insane. Semen shouldn't be all over anybody, bro. That's crazy.
When you're talking about he say, she say, I will give you an open ear. Mm. There is no reason fathomable for your semen to be near children.
There should be.
Give me a good reason.
There's no reason for your semen to leave your body.
Give me a reason.
With children in the area.
Give me a good reason why semen and children would be adjacent. Somebody.
Adjacent. Don't do that.
Okay, so.
For real.
When I first heard this shit, I thought this was some type of ploy to get him out of here. I thought it was like some type of conspiracy type shit. I was waiting for Chris to.
Y'all heard what I said in the group chat, man. They're trying to take another black man down.
That
was my first thought, as I'm sure most people had that first
and
thought.
And that was my initial reaction coming in here today to say, until you just told me that there
semen?
Was.
Semen? Yeah.
Semen was found.
Semen.
So, now, wait, where'd they find the semen? On the bed? Or?
Well, that's the thing. They just specified. They said that they found it on the child.
That's crazy. That is crazy.
I mean, because if you do a rape kit, you can find it on the child. But then again, I don't know if they want to release those kind of details.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I hope not.
And then I found out that the child is the mother.
He was romantically involved with.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's wild.
Nefarious
man.
Networks.
Nefarious networks. That has to be the title.
Nefarious networks. Nefarious networks.
That's two nefarious networks.
Hold on, because I'm not going to keep quoting this man's shit. I've been saying it all fucking morning. Nefarious. Nigga, Pop Vasquez, bro. This nigga has a video.
Funny,
nigga said, this is a nefarious network.
We're going to post it on the IG, because I wish y'all could see how funny that shit is, bro.
It's a speaking of nefarious network, yo, Robert Kelly.
Okay? Oh, my God.
Even though he's in jail, it's now been reported that he has had herpes and chlamydia for the past 15 years.
And why
crazy.
Is anyone shocked?
He's crazy.
Okay.
Why is anyone shocked?
This isn't, that's not the funny part yet.
How's his dick still
attached?
How?
How is that not the funny part?
He is being sued for this, right? And then he told his lawyers people, I have bigger problems than chlamydia right now.
Really?
Wait.
That's what he said. Robert Kelly told these people, I have bigger problems than chlamydia.
That's why he had chlamydia for 10 years.
Nigga, that's like a fucking UTI, a Super Saiyan UTI, bro. Like, he's been walking around with for fucking 15 hilarious. Years.
Because he has bigger problems.
A Super Saiyan UTI.
And this nigga saying he got bigger problems. Yeah, bitch, you think? Go wash your fucking dick, nigga. Fuck, bro.
Your brain cells deteriorate.
What the fuck, nigga? Go get that shot in your ass, nigga. What the fuck's wrong with you, man? Fucking running, rocking right here with fucking gonorrhea talking about you got bigger problems. What the fuck is wrong with this guy?
Niggas in the hospital already.
Freedom now,
what exactly are these problems? Because I think chlamydia is the big deal. What are your problems? What are your problems?
To me, chlamydia and all that other shit, all that fucking gonorrhea shit you got, bro, that shit is a fucking huge deal, dog. Don't come around here talking about something. I got bigger fucking problems. You should have thought about that.
No, you don't.
Nefarious network, man.
Speaking of big problems, fucking earthquake in Haiti. Can we have a moment of silence for all of the victims there? All right. 7.2.
God damn. What was the last one?
Fucking listens. The last one was 7.0 even.
7.0.
Yeah, because I don't know which is which.
I think the death toll now is 2,000.
As of today.
Yeah, 2,000.
You know, I don't have much to say about this shit because I feel like it's a revolving door. Just a few things. Don't donate to Red Cross.
No.
Yeah.
Arielle.
Vet who you're going to be giving your money to if you're in the mood to give.
Give your money to Zoe Dollars, man.
Give your money to Zoe. Zoe seems to be doing good things.
Zoe actually,
or give it to people in Haiti you actually know. You know,
man, but that's the thing. It's hard to. Because where they went to go get it is fucking broken down.
Broken down, too. Mm-hmm.
Shouts out Jesse Wu's doing great work.
Jesse Wu's doing phenomenal work.
Lex Pierre Lewis is doing fantastic work.
Good shit. There's a lot of different networks out here that are giving the money directly to the people or where it needs to go to.
Plus, ain't you organizing something, too?
Yeah, man. I was on a Zoom call with the fucking powers that be this week, and everybody's like planning charity events and just kind of. At this point, we're deciding that the Jasper Y needs to be a lot more involved in what's going on over there. So,
my question is, I don't know, have you ever done a charity thing where you know, your talents, your efforts have gone to help promote a charity?
All the time.
Are you one of those? Because I would be. Like, if they said, hey, NWO, do this for a charity, well, I'd be like, I'm not signing up until I know for sure where this money's going to.
Well, see, so for this, so like me, Success, we're doing a karaoke tour, right? 5 cities, big karaoke events, 100% of the proceeds going to the shit. We have a charity that we trust. We collect all the money straight to the goddamn charity. Because, I mean, at this point, I don't need to start a fucking charity. No. I just need to be the money machine. And then you just give it the fuck away. And just do, because that's the thing. All I can do, I tell jokes. All I can do is do my part. So I use what I do to contribute. One way, I mean, that's all niggas can do. Yeah. But the thing is, like, this charity, I know these people. I've been seeing what they can do. Fuck, man. I forgot the goddamn official name. I've been calling him some Busher this whole time. And I don't just want to say it. But definitely follow up with my
page. We'll correct it in the post.
Yeah. And if you find it while we're recording, we'll shout him out at any time. So so we know.
Come on.
Yeah, man. Just like if you have friends and family members, or if you have friends, I should say, and you're not Haitian, just reach out to them and, you know, reach out to your Haitian friends and try to find a network or a charity that you can donate your money to. Stay the fuck away from the Red Cross and from the Clintons and all that shit.
And Wyclef.
And Wyclef.
And Joe Biden.
Yeah, all that shit.
Speaking of Joe Biden, he did what I could never do. Pulled out of Afghanistan.
Okay. We're going there.
Yeah, you see it?
More nefarious content.
You see that? Said do there? Trump, I believe, and during his term, he started the removal of troops. Uh-huh. This nigga sending 60,000 more troops to get the rest of the troops that was there. Yeah. And I believe he's been doing it gradually in just a few fucking weeks. The Taliban owns that bitch.
Yep.
They're in there doing Chief Keef dances in the gym.
Yep.
Every few days, Chris is sending me another video of another dubbed goddamn Taliban dance.
The Pooh Shiesty one was...
That shit was funny.
Get It Back in Blood is not what I want to hear the Taliban dancing to.
That's
okay?
A little scary.
Funny.
That's terrifying.
That's a little scary.
Boy.
That shit was fucking funny. The one with the 3-6 Mafia song? That shit is fucking funny.
Who's doing this?
Nefarious activity.
And who's not Yo, part of our problem is that we don't take shit serious, bro. Kids on TikTok. That's who's doing this shit.
This is crazy. Bro, look, like the kids that are 13 and 14 right now, 13 and 14 or 12, 13 and 14 years old right now, think the Taliban is like cool shit because of these fucking videos.
They think it's
like
just a joke. Group or
something. Yeah, they think
there is nothing niggas will make jokes out of.
They think they talking about future Taliban game.
I saw a tweet where somebody said, you know, you guys are really making fun of OnlyFans and sex workers. That's just not funny. I'm like,
fuck you.
What the fuck are you talking about? They fucking, people laugh at death.
They fucking.
They laugh about the fucking Taliban. They laugh at fucking every fucking thing you think about. You think we're not going to fucking laugh at fucking OnlyFans sex workers that have to show their fucking tits and clits on Twitch now?
Tits and clits. The TNCs.
You got to fucking go over to Twitch now, bitch. The fuck? Excuse me, bitch. I'm fucking playing in the NBA right now. Get the fuck out of here with that shit.
Yeah, you know the vibes if you on Twitch. Holla at us. Come on, fucking our niggas
come,
up.
Come over here and come spank us like everybody else does. This
take it the fuck easy.
The us. This nigga ain't, he ain't played 1 minute this whole season.
Listen. Yo, Rick, come back on. Watch, we get all the shoes beat off us again.
Nigga hasn't played 1 minute this whole season.
Hey, this one shit that beat us so bad, I said, hey, fuck, nigga, give me your controller. You don't deserve that shit. I said, God damn, nigga. Fuck, bro. He's like eight, dog. Give me your controller, old head.
Children are rude as fuck.
Give me your controller, old head. You don't.
We got a team now. You know what I'm saying? The organization is looking good. We had a good game from Ben, won't let you shoot the other day.
Anytime you take a shot.
All right. Speaking of terrible, awful fucking teams, Kendrick Lamar is ending that god-awful team that he has over there with
TDE.
God.
God-awful.
Yeah, where you get that from?
What is he talking about? Those group of losers that he raps with?
What are you? Are you crazy?
Bro, Schoolboy Q is not a loser.
Soul
is not a loser. Isaiah Rashad is not. SZA is not a. Come on, man. Shut this nigga up, bro. Mute his mic, man.
Did you hear the Isaiah Rashad album?
Wait.
Mute his mic, man. Get this nigga out of here, bro.
Wait. Every time a rapper retires.
You're talking about Kendrick and the Pips?
Fuck out of here. It's always a rapper retiring that don't want to retire, and Drake is still here.
No. Fuck. He's not retiring. Retiring, they're retiring that group shit that they do.
Oh, so TDE's done?
TDE's done.
So they're disbanding.
Yeah, they're disbanding, but everybody has a solo artist. It's still a label.
But they're just not a group no more.
Yeah, they used to be, because wasn't Kendrick and, like, it was Schoolboy and another motherfucker, no?
Absolutely.
J-Rock.
They were a group.
Yeah.
So I believe they're doing that last group project, but the label is still the label. Okay. So when I say that group of losers, I didn't mean SZA. She's not part of those losers.
Yes, she is.
She's in the group?
She's on every TDE album.
She as a feature?
Nah.
Oh, like, well, then
as
I guess,
one of the guys.
Well, I guess collectively she's a part of those losers. Yes, she is. Because I didn't care about her until I saw her with Travis Scott.
I think they're all great artists.
Sure, I'm sure they're fine. But collectively, when they combine, they're Captain Loser.
Captain Loser.
What a Haitian thing to say. He's all the Captain Loser.
When they combine together, the Captain Loser.
Hey, go vini ensemble.
What else do we have?
I thought you were going to segue from the Haiti shit to the feud Jesse Wu's having with
Karen Civil.
Yes.
I'm about to say that.
First of all, because the only notes that I have here is that she said that Karen Civil is Dominican, and that is funny as fuck to me.
I watched. Bro, I was in the middle of watching the surviving Karen Civil. I was watching that shit. I'm watching in the middle of it, and all of a sudden the shit stopped. You two had taken this shit down.
Taken down, yeah.
Yeah,
she didn't even get to it.
So she was pretty much getting to the point where she was saying,
"Oh no, Karen Civil was on that ass."
And the part where I got cut off at is where Jesse was talking about how Karen Civil like suppresses black women and like gets whatever. And I'm like, yo, that's literally what is happening right now. Like that shit's
big,
crazy.
$3 million lawsuit. But she looks like a quiet, sneaky, evil bitch. And Killer told us first. Killer Cam told us almost 10
he definitely
years ago
did. Yeah. Yes, he
that
did.
We don't trust that shiesty, stealing ass bitch. He said it.
And we thought he was just saying that because he don't like black
women. I thought
he was
being Killer, you know?
Nah, he tried to tell niggas.
He tried to tell niggas.
Yo, but that shit, y'all saw the shit that Jesse Will did on Wildin' Out with the Whitney Houston joke?
Yeah, bro.
Yeah.
Poor choice of words, man.
I don't give a fuck whether it's funny or not, bro. If anybody else do it, it's fine. People.
Nah. I think it's about who you do it to. Like, there are certain celebrities as, like, you can't touch them, bro. You can't talk bad about them.
That's not, people hate Jessie Wu, bro.
Yeah.
Okay?
It's a thing.
And when you hate her, it's easy.
That's a thing.
She's the first nigga making a Whitney joke after death.
Come on,
no,
everybody make Whitney jokes.
A majority of the jokes are about the crack use. None of them are about her actually being dead.
That's not true, bro.
But she is dead, though.
Niggas make every kind of Whitney joke. The worst kind.
You guys do it to me about Michael Jackson all the time.
I dance on Michael's grave every episode. I dance on his grave.
But Mike isn't one of those untouchables, is he?
What? Of course.
That's crazy.
Come on.
I can't. Whitney is no more. Whitney can't be more untouchable than Mike.
Come on.
She can't be.
How?
What is he saying?
What did he say?
What's happening right now?
What did he say?
What's happening?
Chris is literally turning me into Maul. All I can say is that's crazy.
What is happening?
No, come on,
man.
Bro.
Somebody tell me what's happening.
Come on, bro. There's no way that Whitney.
What's going on?
And he's going to force me to shit on Whitney, and it's not that kind of game.
Come on.
Because she's great. But it's Michael.
Bro, no one is exempt to the jokes, bro. Nigga, Beyonce's alive right now. They still, it ain't fuck with Beyonce.
All the time.
I say it all the time. The bitch can't read.
And when she dies, it's not going
to
stop.
And when she passes, that ain't going to stop. Like, damn. She's rest in peace, but she never knew how to read.
So the joke is the joke. It's about it's because they hate her. They gave her the smoke.
Yeah.
But the joke is the fucking joke.
That is a thing, dog. To hate on Jesse Wu, that is like a, like, if you on Twitter, bro, you know that shit. It's a thing for them.
I ain't know that shit.
No, it's a thing, bro.
Like, there are some people that are, people like just like to hate, like Russ. He's successful, but everybody seems to hate him. I don't know how that works.
Yeah,
just hate just fuels some careers.
It's got to be something behind it, though, bro. Like, your personality got to be shit too.
But here's the thing:
I don't think motherfuckers just,
we like so many people with shit personalities.
Everybody loves Kanye,
but they don't know Kanye.
But that's what I'm saying. A lot of these motherfuckers that we quote unquote like motherfuckers that walk in the room and shake everybody's hands, they're shit people.
Yeah.
So it's not like we can see personalities. We just decide to hate some people. Mm-hmm. Like Wale. We've all decided that we hate him.
Donald,
I don't know,
Trump
why.
Is a shit person, and he has half of a nation that fucking like adores him, bro.
And before that, niggas fucked with him a long time.
Yeah.
I give you a great example.
But we didn't know him.
Chet Hanks has done nothing to me.
And I despise
him. I despise him.
You tripping.
He's probably a great guy.
Chet Hanks is one of the biggest cultural appropriators and fucking... just what you don't want from the white
all
side
the
of human.
He fucks all the Jamaican women.
Yeah.
The white side.
The white side of the human race got to be more responsible for Chet Hanks, man.
Get the fuck out of here. What are they responsible for?
Chet Hanks.
And genocide.
They got to put a leash on that, man.
Great example. You see the bullshit that Meek Mill continues to do, and you love him. You adore him.
That's my guy.
Yeah,
he's a goofy.
He can't do no wrong.
He's a goofy fucking
goofy loser.
Can't do no wrong.
He's a fucking loser.
Eating fries in the pool. Fucking.
I know Nicki Minaj.
That was like 3 years ago, bro. Come on.
She's not with that fucking loser still.
You know what?
Yeah, the more her new man's that much better, right?
No, she just has bad.
She knows how to fucking pick him.
She's
loser after loser.
Oh my god.
Because junkie and loser after junkie.
I used to feel really bad for Safari, like, bro, she did him wrong. But the more he speaks, she was
loser.
Doing community service over there because he's a fucking loser.
Safari's
a loser.
He's a fucking
dweeb.
He's a fucking
dweeb. The child rapist is a fucking loser. Can't wait to see who's next. Me.
All right.
Let's hope not.
Speaking of MMG losers, right? Wale tweeted this. When I say I'm one of the greatest rappers of all time, I mean it with all my heart. I put out more quality music than most. Deep cuts are crazy. My singles got plaques, decades plus. That's why I'm heavy on the gratitude. Is Wale right?
He's supposed to, wait, what is he supposed to say? That's what he's supposed to say as a rapper. You're supposed to say that.
No, but I mean, aside from him supposed to saying it, like, does he have a point?
I think
Like when we talk about niggas that are great, is he there?
I'm going to lean on the side of him being one of the better rappers in the game, yeah.
I agree.
I think he's great. I think he's great at what he does.
See, I gave, shout out my boy Pat from the barbershop. I gave him what I feel like is the best analogy about Wale. He's Carmelo Anthony. He came into a very strong draft class.
And shot his ass off, bro.
He shot his ass off.
But didn't get the ring.
He couldn't get the ring.
Because, yeah, you know what? Carmelo is Wale.
That's what he is.
That's a beautiful analogy.
Because y'all know he's talented as fuck. Y'all know he's not to be fucked with.
Yeah.
But y'all don't respect him because he didn't got the big, big, big shit.
But when you come into a class with Kendrick, J. Cole, and Drake.
Yeah, man.
That's tough, man.
It's tough,
and
bro.
And Big Sean. That's tough.
Big Sean and Kid Cudi and Wiz Khalifa.
You know what? Hey, I don't know if it's racist to say that he's the blackest nigga out of the group. Is that color?
That has something to do with it, though,
He's the blackest nigga in that class.
As someone who's always the blackest nigga in that class, that is colorism.
I'm thinking, how the fuck am I supposed to treat, like, Drake is light-skinned, singing fucking goddamn Ballads. Love songs, right? Fucking J. Cole is light-skinned and scorned.
Wiz is fucking light-skinned and high. Fucking everybody else is brown-skinned. Here comes this black-ass
nigga.
Adewale.
Black African as fuck, with chip on his shoulder.
With poems. You don't stand a chance, bro.
No, it's spoken word on radio.
For real. But his shit is dope, man.
That's funny.
I fuck with Wale. Yeah. I fuck with him heavy.
I fuck with Wale because he was on that Afrobeat wave. Heavy.
Oh, yeah. But he's an African, bro.
But he got no choice.
First, though, like, it was a lot of people who, like, jumped on it after the
fact. Wait, brothers like Drake?
I didn't want to say his name, but, you know. Yeah. They jumped on after the fact and took off.
Speaking of niggas that jumped on it, Robin has come out as bisexual, guys.
Pause. That's crazy, bro.
Who the fuck is that?
Robin. From fucking Batman and Robin. Let's be clear. It's not motherfucking it ain't what you call it, Robin, like the original Robin. Because in the DC universe, why? There's like four Robins.
There's a lot of them.
Why, though? Because
the niggas keep dying.
Because Batman's sick.
Yeah, like Batman just keep recruiting these orphans.
And they die.
And getting them killed in the streets.
Next poor kid up.
But why, though? Why gay? Well, fuck this. I don't care.
He's bi.
What do you mean? Come on.
You gotta be respectful of how the people identify, bro.
I guess, but you know, if you suck a dick, you know how I feel about it. You know how I feel. You can identify as how you like, but if you suck a dick, you're one thing.
That's crazy.
All right.
I think we should gloss over this one.
Yeah. No, you leave it. You leave it right where the fuck it is.
Because I feel like there's some glizzy jokes coming.
Identify as what you like. Suck a cock and we can't rock. Identify as what you like. Suck a dick and we can't stick.
Let's get off the Boy Wonder. Pause. Please.
Boy Wonder going under. I don't like that. Shitsicles. All right.
That boy wondering too much.
Bro. Yo, Elon Musk released something called a Tesla bot.
Man, it's iRobot coming to life.
Okay. It's a what he calls 125-pound, easily overpowerable a robot to do what they call mundane tasks. Right? So I guess cleaning up and just to be, I guess, a little helper around the house.
200. So LeBron James cleaning up your house?
No, 125 pounds.
Oh, I was about to say.
So, like, Chris cleaning up my house, essentially. So
fuck you, bitch.
And the little old lady that's at home that has one of these fucking bots and it fucking malfunctions and wants to fucking kill her, what does she do?
She's going to pimp slap her, bro.
And then you know how, like
it's going to be beating her head against the floor. Wash clothes, wash clothes.
What is humans' obsession with? What is the obsession with?
Laziness.
They're trying to automate everything.
It's what laziness.
You know, Tesla actually has like 11 cases where their self-driving cars have like gotten into either caused or gotten into accidents. To me, I think that type of technology should be tested for at least 20 years, 20, 30 years.
Before it's been tested.
A situation with one of them electric cars?
I fucking hate Tesla. It's not a car you rent. Okay, you, it's stupid.
You know, to this day, you deterred me from getting a Tesla.
Man, but.
I was literally about to pull the trigger.
If you buy it and have the charging station at the cribbo, maybe.
Nah.
But if you got to pull up to Aventura and wait an hour for that shit to charge, and then you can't drive too hard, you can't put the AC up too hard.
But that's what I'm saying, because I'm a AC on, windows down, music loud, nigga.
Mash the gas type shit. Nigga, you going to last 30 minutes in that bitch.
I can't do it.
You last 30 minutes.
I'll never get to Ben's house.
That shit died on me. Had to get that shit towed by Tesla specialist.
I refuse.
Fuck that, bro. It was the fucking worst.
Fuck that. That shit's trash, bro.
Pictures were great. Other than that,
gas. The gas prices are high, but listen, it don't bother me pumping gas.
Yeah.
If the car had better, because the battery life is 180 something miles, and then it goes down by how you use it. If they had better battery life and like more charging stations and it charged faster, it's the future.
But the battery that's in that motherfucker is already a nuclear weapon. Like that shit could blow up and fucking destroy the whole car.
So a
stronger battery in that motherfucker.
Bro, that shit is a fucking MacBook on wheels. Bro.
Yeah.
Everything.
More like a PC.
That's PC. Cool. Like, you have a Tesla, you'll never need a fucking locksmith again. You can unlock it with your phone, start it with your phone.
Yeah. That must have been tough.
Man, listen.
When you was doing it with your phone and shit.
I went to Disney World with that shit, found my car in 2 seconds every time with the GPS. With the GPS.
Like, I can't remember where they parked, old bitch.
I recognize that shit is the future. But for the life of me, especially me working in the legal field, that shit is a class action lawsuit waiting to happen. I just don't understand why a company would open.
And I've driven a Tesla before, and this shit was kind of hard for me. It was weird. That big ass computer screen. That's right. Like the shit was weird, and there's no like
You got to use a little shit on the side.
This shit was weird. I was like, yo, this is fucking weird. But
it feels like a spaceship. Like driving a 1994
when it starts, tourist. You don't hear a fucking word. It's nice.
But it doesn't even sound like it's on. It doesn't even sound like it's on when it's running. So
all right, let me see what else we got here. OnlyFans, Brother Polite, Earthquake. Karen Civil, not Haitian, Dominican.
Well, how do y'all feel about that shit? We never said how you niggas. You guys, you feel a certain way about her perpetrating the Haitian when she's not?
Is she not Haitian?
That's what they're saying. The streets are saying it's true. She's not.
But is it true?
No, no. They're saying that she's Dominican. It doesn't mean that she's not Haitian.
So I can't call y'all both Dominican.
Like, she could be one of these niggas with, like, a Haitian granddad and, like, Dominican parents, but black as fuck and figured Haitian's the way for this, what I'm trying to do right now. Because if I want to be a strong black woman, I can't be Dominican.
Because in our generation, I don't know of any Haitian that don't speak any type of Creole. And they say she don't speak.
There's a thousand of them.
Not a list.
There's a bajillions of them.
Dominicans know they black.
That don't speak Creole?
Huh?
Dominicans know they black.
They found out last week. That's the problem.
Oh, okay. What the fuck?
It's a lot of Haitians that don't speak Creole.
No, I'm saying that, not fluently, but know anything about speaking. If most Haitians that don't speak Creole, if a Zoe lady talk to you, you'll know what she's saying to you. You'll respond in English, but you know what she's
only
saying.
Only because of context clues and fear. Like when I watch Eli talk to my mom, he's like, what are you trying to get across to me? All right, guys. The results for the census has come in. And it is interesting and cool as fuck. All right?
Is it interesting?
It is.
Fucking lie.
You believe so?
Hell yeah.
They said that the white race in 2010, 69% of this... Sorry, in 2000, 69% of this country. 2010, 63%. In 2020, white people account for 57% of this country.
57?
57.
So it's not changing much.
Nigga, that's a huge deal.
It's changing drastically.
That's a huge deal.
You said first year was how much?
First year was 69, and that was 2000.
Oh, 69. Okay, 60. I thought you said 50.
You have to understand? Because 69. To be a majority, you got to be more than half.
20 years.
And they're headed toward 50.
20 years and you fell all the way to 53?
Oh, that's a huge jump.
Now,
that's a lot of crap.
That's why they stormed the Capitol
building. This is what the racists and Proud Boys were afraid of, but I always thought it was bullshit. Like, how do you erase crackers from here?
Listen.
They're erasing themselves.
My mind is immediately going to racial ambiguity. Like, they're not claiming.
Yeah,
they're white
because it's not cool no more.
Right,
exactly.
It's not,
so they're claiming cool. Irish and they're claiming Italian.
That's where my mind is going.
That's brilliant.
Yeah. That and two, there's a lot of interracial shit going on, bro.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
There is a lot of that going on.
Now watch this.
I think Ben hit on something though.
Definitely something.
No, for sure. Yeah, you're right.
And so in 2000, the Hispanics 12.5, 2010 16.3.
Way to go, Hispanics.
All those fucking
2020, 18.7% of this country, and they now make up 37% of California, making them the majority in California.
Who, Hispanics?
Hispanics.
That's big.
Hispanico.
That's big.
Yo.
They're running a state, Holmes.
They're running a gamut.
Why Holmes?
Asians, 2000, 3.6. 2010, 4.7.
All right.
2020, 5.9.
Okay.
All right.
One time for the Asians.
Now, watch the play. Niggas, 2000, 12.1.
This nigga is sick.
2010, 12.2. 2020, 12.1. What's the play, guys?
That was the black people?
Why aren't we growing, guys?
I think for this.
They're killing us.
For multiple reasons.
What is the play?
Where do you want to start?
Niggas haven't grown in 20 years.
Come on, dog.
Where do you want to start?
Not a single extra nigga.
Come on, bro. They're capping us off at 12.
We went up one and then it came back down.
Yeah, the cap was 12.
Bro, we have no disposable niggas. We have
zero.
No niggas we can lend.
No.
We tight.
We can't afford to lose none of them.
Whoa.
Not to mention we got a giveaway, niggas.
Like the big
fucking nigga from Everybody Hates Chris. I forgot his name. Terry Crews.
Terry Crews.
We have to lose that boy.
Terry Crews.
But no, I do believe that white people are identifying as all kind of other shit.
That's true.
That's something.
But I think
that's
black
something.
People too. I think black that people could starting be to too. Identify as other races other than African American and black.
That's true too.
I'm that guy. I'm the other or patient refused.
Yeah.
I'm that guy.
Fuck is y'all. What does this
don't
matter?
You put my race on there.
I put African American.
You don't know me.
You at don't all. Know who I am.
You don't know what I have going on.
I'm just going to start. Gonna treat me based off. I want the real painkillers.
I'm putting some random shit on there.
Placebo shit y'all give to black people. I'll be Native American.
Give me the real. Oh, let me tell you about Native Americans. Interesting enough, they're here. I just didn't think they listened.
So. This is their fucking country.
In 2000, 0.7. 2010, 0.7. 2020, you want to guess?
0.7.
0.7.
Jeez. There's no fucking
That's
way,
who?
Bro.
The Natives.
Americans. The Native Americans.
So no matter what, niggas and Natives going to get fucked, baby. Yeah. That's the history of this country.
Niggas and Natives.
Niggas and Natives.
Niggas and Natives. Native niggas.
That's fucked up, bro. That's depressing.
Mean, come on. I thought I saw
a light at the end of the tunnel when I saw the cracker shit go down, but no. our shit sustained still, bro.
At this point, the only ones winning are Hispanics. Congrats to you guys. You guys work hard. Take it over. Which means,
Holmes.
Nigga, 2060?
I jokingly said, I said this to Nat. I jokingly said that in 200 years, I wonder what the black community is going to look like. Are we going to be around? Is as in stronger numbers as we have
believe
today?
I believe in 60 years, the Haitian community will be wiped out.
I'm looking.
I think that's going to be done with.
If we're trending here, right, the Hispanics grow 2 to 3% every 10 years, which means 30 years, they will account for a quarter of the country.
Who the?
Hispanic people. And based on the trends, niggas not going nowhere. And based on the trend, white people are decreasing what seems to be about 5 to 7% every year.
You don't agree with that, though, what I said about Haiti? That at some point it's going to become extinct with the way America's moving and how shit's happening in Haiti. And you
extinct?
Know, they're coming, not extinct, but like...
Okay, let me ask you a better question.
It's
going to
end up like Jamaica.
How much worse do you think Haiti can get?
Not that it can get worse, it's because it goes back to a conversation me and you had. One time you went to Haiti, you said you went there and like all these Chinese people was owning this shit.
Yeah.
It's like when you go to Haiti now, not too many Haitian people own the things that are in Haiti.
That's the history of it. Honest to God. Like, honest to God, since like the U.S. occupation, any one of them, like they always kind of go in there and fuck shit
and then
up.
Everyone, all the Haitians, the native Haitians are leaving the country.
That's the problem is like all the brilliant minds leave.
Yeah.
And like the ones who stay are proud, and there are some brilliant minds who stay, but other motherfuckers are like, I don't have to do this. And
scary
they take
shit, man. It's scary
so you,
shit,
I mean,
bro.
So like all the good natural resources leave, the ones that aren't stolen.
Yeah,
but I mean, I don't think it's gonna cease to exist. It always exists under heavy duress. It always thrives.
Every time I see Haiti in the news, I get fucking depressed. I get fucking.
Cause you know what it means.
Man.
Yeah, it just seems like we can't catch a break.
Fucking depressed, bro. But yeah, 200 years, we won't be around to see it, but I don't know what the hell's going to happen.
Because, and...
They're already whitewashing slavery in the schools and whatnot. Yeah, it's just going to be different, man.
You mean like not talking about it?
I feed my son the darkness, you hear me?
What?
I feed my son unfiltered darkness.
You have to.
I'm not going
to
let you go out there like that.
I think it's happening in Texas right now.
Texas.
Well, yeah, I know in Texas, but they can't do that in Haiti.
No, we're not talking about Haiti. We're just saying like, and you know.
Oh, yeah. In general, Haiti, like for the future and stuff. Yeah, nah, they definitely.
You'd be, I read.
Slavery was whitewashed when we was in school.
In the 1940s, Roosevelt rewrote the Haitian Constitution after occupying it.
Yeah.
To remove the clause where only Haitian niggas can own businesses. If America has anything, it's fucking audacity. They'll do anything.
Yeah.
So he moved in and said, hey. We going to have some more people moving.
There was a coup. A president died. They occupied Haiti, right?
For civil unrest.
For bullshit.
Yeah.
Civil
unrest. Because what happened the fucking World War, whatever the fuck was going on, and Cuba was communist, and they were nervous about Haiti being communist.
Okay, so they came over there.
Just to make sure that shit not going crazy.
We'll keep order while you guys figure out who's going to be the next guy. Bullshit.
And then, so they murdered 216 Haitian Germans, because what happened is Germans were in Haiti, you know, fleeing since the early 1900s. So if only Haitians can own property in Haiti, you know, if Haitians do anything, they gonna fuck. Few generations, Haitian Germans. So now you got a bunch of Haitians with German ties owning businesses, making money a few streets down from America. And we can't have that.
Yeah.
They occupy it, kill everybody, right?
Deep shit, bro.
He was like, well, damn, now that all these fucking businesses are up for grabs, we as Americans can't own them. Let me rewrite their fucking nigger constitution. Yep. Now we can fully occupy.
Now it's ours.
Go into the Federal Reserve, take all their money, take all their gold, and go give France their money because these niggas are playing hardball.
Yeah. That's exactly what happened.
Armed robbery. Jack move.
Right up underneath
Jack
you.
Jack boys. The original Jack.
Yeah, that's so, right, mean, in your face.
So, right in your fucking right, face.
So what can't they do? Because they pulled up with the Marines and killed 20,000 niggas.
But it's because they disguise everything as fucking help, man.
That's what I'm saying.
Only to placate this country. Because to tell them that I'm going over there with guns and wars, for me to get this money from you, I have to say something that's going to let you sign this off and not think about it. But all war is evil. Every time America goes to war, it's to steal.
Steal. It's not. That's all it's about is stealing.
But also,
that's a part of war.
Also, I can't say
and
that
to
without
sell
saying
ammunition.
This. For us to live like this, tons of countries have to live in shit.
Yeah.
If we could just keep it a buck here.
That's
right?
The only way it works,
right?
Bro.
For us to live this cool, this great, this nice.
If you want to call it great, but yeah.
I mean, compared to some other places.
To countries, yeah,
for us to live this great.
Yeah.
America has to fuck people
of
over.
Of course. They fuck so us like, over. What the fuck you think they do to those other countries?
There we go. Now we're cooking, pal.
Get the fuck out of here,
now
man.
We're fucking cooking.
That shit that they doing in Haiti is never fucking help. It's never been help. It's never going to be help. So again, do not fucking donate none of your fucking money to the Red Cross because those motherfuckers are crooks. Fuck them.
All right. Hard pivot. Time to get into some real shit.
You gotta relax.
I lied to an acquaintance about a hoax, right? But it was for his own good. Does that make me despicable?
Depends.
No.
All right.
What was the lie?
So he's talking to a woman that that I know.
There's one key word in there that you guys need to catch on to why I said no.
Right? And it's like, they're great for each other. They're hitting it off. It's dope.
Beautiful.
Right? It's lit. And then, like, he asked me, like, what do you know? And it's like, I know some shit. But see, so far past that shit. But he's not adult enough to.
Okay.
He's not adult enough to keep being happy.
You're not a bitch.
He's stupid enough to stop being happy over the petty shit. And for what?
You're just not a bitch, bro.
And also, she's going to know it came from me.
Yeah, nah. You did the right thing.
I had to. I feel like I did the right thing, but I still feel dirty.
That's your biggest
issue. Yes, because lying to your friends is wrong.
But he needs to be lied to.
That's not his friend.
He's an acquaintance. I'm saying it on the pod because I know it's not going to reach him.
That was the key word. That was the key word. You said acquaintance.
Why do you feel bad?
You said acquaintance. And
because he's an acquaintance, but somebody who hasn't crossed me.
Is he happy?
He is.
What, feel bad for what?
Go on, bro. Go ahead.
Hey, young nigga.
Just live it.
Have fun.
And even today in 2021, what the fuck is a hoe now?
There's so many other things we could be placing our energy
into. What is a hoe today? What a hoe was when we were 13 is not what a hoe is today.
It's not about today. It's about where you are in life. The children still believe in that logic because it's real for them.
We're talking about us. We're grown ass adults.
What's
a hoe?
We're all doing
so
it.
If a nigga say, yo, Rick, man, what's the hoe facts? I'm like,
what you want me to tell you about her?
Does she fuck?
No,
she
fucks. STDs, nigga.
She fucks.
Yeah.
Here's some news for you, pal. Whoever you marry,
who's this one?
Whoever you marry,
I got you right now. Go ahead.
Whoever you marry, she's fucked before. Okay, she's gotten fucked. Okay, and she sucks some dick.
Is this thing on?
Period. What are we asking? What is a hoe? Get the fuck out of here, man. Don't ask me no shit like that.
It's ridiculous, bro.
Don't ask me no shit like that.
He needed to be lied to, and they need happiness. Good for him, right?
Good for you.
Absolutely.
All right, good.
You need to determine what's more important to you. Are you going to care about the hoe facts or your happiness, bro? Because,
I don't trust
him. That shit don't mean shit.
I don't trust him.
Shit don't mean shit,
plenty
bro.
Of hoes have made plenty of niggas happy.
I don't trust him, okay?
Don't mean shit.
Hoe facts. Right. Meanwhile.
Get out of your own way.
Just because she was a doozy at FAMU doesn't make her a good woman today. All right, pal?
Now, when you say...
I mean, I wouldn't do it, but...
When you say
crazy.
A doozy...
Oh, she was a doozy.
Or just because she
doozed.
Or just because she was a doozy at FAMU doesn't mean she's not an upstanding
she's
woman
great.
Now. You know
she's
what I'm
great.
Saying? I'm not the same nigga I was 14 years ago.
Just because back then she was a doozy doesn't mean that today
she's
a floozy.
Come on, baby.
Come on,
baby.
Come on now.
She gonna pop it like a Uzi.
Marco.
Just because she gave me the coochie doesn't make her a fucking hoochie.
Come on, baby. just because she gave me that ass don't mean she ain't got no class. Come on now. All right. Now, I saw a statistic that blew my mind. And it blew my mind only because I feel like it directly goes against just the general expectation that we see. It says here, 13% of all men that exist in this country make six figures or over.
Shit, I must be in the fucking 80s. 80. I must be in the fucking...
There's only one guy who makes, who's in this 13. I'm going to let you guys guess. There's one guy here among us who's in the fucking 13. I'm going to let you guys guess who it is.
Yeah.
Does that stat surprise you guys?
No. Every nigga I know is poor.
That's hilarious.
Doesn't shock me at all.
13% of all men?
In this country.
In this country?
Make 100 or more.
I believe that. I actually expected the number to be a little bit smaller.
Oh, you thought you thought your company was a smaller number. The company.
Okay, so guys, okay. So then let's math it up here, guys. So then if 13% of all men make 100 in this country, right? How the fuck are these niggas paying all of their wives' bills?
PPP loans.
How are you paying 100% of the bills? On $70,000 a year? How are you doing this?
The bills ain't that high.
No, bro. No. It's time to talk now.
Doesn't work.
Now that I know the numbers, all of them?
Niggas is selling dope, man.
It's a lot of cap in that too, bro.
A lot of niggas still selling dope.
It's a lot of cap. It's a lot of niggas working 9-to-5s and a lot of niggas doing like Uber Eats and shit like that.
Uber Eats. Niggas real shit. Like in a two income home, you can be anywhere from 90 to 150, right? And live great. But like if the nigga's making 70-60, he's paying all of your bills? I dare him.
I wanna see it.
I dare him.
I wanna see it.
The problem?
I dare him.
The problem is that these niggas, a lot of these men are hurting themselves by doing that shit. Like, collectively, you guys are a middle-class family. But you individually, you're living a poor man's life because you get to keep none of your money.
But
you
there, have no but, cushion but, for yourself. But, like, what life are you living if you are... So you're saying that he's the only one working or he's just a breadwinner? Because if he's just a breadwinner, I could see it happening. She's making some money, contributing some money to the bills. But if you're just relying on his income, you're not living a pretty good life.
She got an OnlyFans.
That man isn't living a good life. He may be making decent money for somebody who's single and just, you know, taking care of their own bills, but...
But if you got it and you could take care of your woman, go ahead. You know, no one's discouraging from that. But to make $60,000 a year and you're paying all of her and your bills?
Because in my mind, for some reason, maybe 30 to 40% were making $100,000 or more.
No.
Like, in my mind, it was that high, which means that, like, now that I'm putting things into perspective, when I went to the club all those years and there were niggas in the club buying bottles, they were risking their lives.
Yeah. They were.
Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
Look what pussy make a bitch do.
They were risking this because,
come on, man.
Like, I'm the idiot that believe these niggas. Okay, maybe you guys have
thousands
of bucks.
You
wasn't
never one of them guys?
I've never.
They were literally, they were. I was definitely one of those guys.
If you see me with a bottle, the club gave it to me because they're happy that I'm there.
I was definitely one of those guys.
I have never used my money to get a bottle in my life.
I'm the nigga that buys the bottle and then it's like, yo, that was crazy.
I can't.
Niggas was in the club. Niggas was literally
Ricky know the vibes,
in the club.
Man. I be spending his money sometimes.
Niggas was in the club robbing Peter literally to party with Paul. Literally, dog. Literally.
We was in that bitch risking our lives.
This is mind blowing. Because now that I'm seeing like regular niggas with 9-to-5.
Stupid.
With $2,000 teeth.
Fucking bottle parade.
How can you do that?
With a bottle parade. In
bottle fucking parade, niggas.
You talking about Hennessy's, Patron's, Ciroc's. Champagne's.
So then you work 3 weeks for that one night?
That's nuts.
It's wild. when you think about it, it's pretty wild.
Niggas work 3 weeks at that call center for one night.
Pretty wild. Wild shit.
Okay. That is 5,000. Thank you very much for calling AT&T's.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
For one night of
10,000 clock ins and clock outs. No. Okay. 3,000 lunch breaks.
Fuck, bro.
Horrific. My God.
It sounds like a Nike commercial.
Horrific. Horrific. When you put out the stats, it's fucking horrific, dog.
And instead of just do it, it'd be like just stupid.
Just blew it.
Just blew it. Hey, that's a shirt, right?
You know what? Just blue. I don't know why I didn't Google that stat for women. I wonder if it's more.
Oh shit!
You think
it's definitely more?
You think so?
How much you think them hairstyles cost, nigga?
It's definitely more.
You talking about the gender of people who get to stay at home with mommy and daddy until they're 35 and keep the rest of their money?
Bro, I said it on one of our episodes before. How many niggas you know where the woman is making more money than them? That is a common theme.
It's a lot.
It's a common fucking theme, dog.
Let me see.
I believe that number's higher, bro.
It's not higher, but the percentage of from 2014 to 2019, the percent of full-time working women earning $100,000 or more increased almost by 4%. Ooh, shit. From 8 to 12.
Wow. So same.
They on our ass.
It's the same.
Niggas are just losing, dog.
It's the same.
we're not reproducing fast enough. We're not making enough money.
Fuck, bro. Everything's
sketchy.
At 12%. No, niggas making over 100%, 100,000 at 12%. We've been 12% niggas in America for the last 20 years. It's just shit. It's just saying
now,
at 12%.
Bro. Look at this stat. Over the same time, the percentage of six-figure earners who are women grew from 28 to 29. So six-figure people as a whole, they're eating into that demographic as well. Mm. So right now, niggas are still at like a strong 70 as far as people who have six figures or more.
So
but I mean, if they're trending like this, another 60, 70 years.
That's a good thing.
There we go. And then close, thank God. Huh?
Niggas is in the club with their girls card then.
Right.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Right. Niggas yes. Driving their girl maxima. You know what's going
you know
on.
Maxima.
You know IDDs.
Yeah.
But this also means that these whores are broke as well. Mm. You liars.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, honestly, they're not any more rich. The numbers are the same.
They just do a better job of looking more rich than the niggas who don't have the money look. It's easier for a woman to look like they have money than
they
it
have
is
a
for
lot
us.
Of tricks up their sleeves.
There's a lot of fuckery going on.
There's a lot of fuckery.
If you make 80 grand a year, how much is that per month? I'm trying to see how good is good. Let me see. 80 grand.
If you and your spouse are making 80 grand a year, that's what, 160?
That's about six banditos.
3,000 a
about,
day period.
About 3 yaks a check. Some taxes, about 2 yaks a check. That's not a bad life.
Not bad.
By yourself, it's not a bad life at all.
No. By yourself, yeah.
By yourself is a great life.
If you're not supporting your boyfriend and he has to drive you maximum, he's a SoundCloud rapper. No, that's you
it
know,
also
a
depends
good life.
On what city
Six
you're
banditos
in
a month by yourself yes. is a great life.
If you're in Alabama, you're rich.
Listen, you making 80K living in a city like Tampa, you're living, you have a nice life.
Yeah, Orlando.
Or Orlando.
Yeah,
you're living you have a nice life. Life.
Okay. Now, if you throw in a wife and some children,
it gets muddy. It gets a little muddy.
It's crazy. Money.
Yeah, it's a little money.
Shit crazy. Yeah, because so now that, I don't know why I've never looked at it like this. I just be seeing niggas flaunt money. I just believe, okay, they must have it. Why else would
it's
they
like what Rick Ross said in his song. He thought them niggas really had them cars.
Because why would you go through, like, who are you doing this for, me?
Yeah, because I don't give a fuck.
You're popping bottles for us to look at you, pal?
But I used to see past the shit because, like Chris said, man, but we used to be out there like flogging and flaunting in the club and shit like that. And those off nights where we'd go, we're not doing nothing crazy. And we see the niggas going crazy VIP. We be like, we know what was going on. I know what's going on.
It's easier for you to see because you've done it.
You've done it. Yeah.
Like, and because I didn't, because I couldn't understand why anybody would be broke and go broker to look rich. That's really
what be crazy. What be crazy is when you in the club with the niggas just popping all the bottles going crazy, right? And then like during the week, you run into a nigga at work. That shit be like
a nigga. A nigga bro. That makes the club look like it's fucking Jay-Z in there, right? And you in the break room with this nigga. Making the same $11 with this nigga.
Because there are instances where like getting the bottle is like if it's financially sound. There's four of us. We're all going to drink.
It's $350 for the bottle. It's four of us. That's a lot of fucking money.
No, it don't make sense. It don't make
I don't
sense
party.
At all.
I only got to drink once. Y'all know how I get down.
No,
I
man.
Go out.
No,
that's why I like the strip club bottles. No, $100 for a bottle of Hennessy. It's three of us. Nigga, let's bust this shit down, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm not even trying to flaunt tonight. This just makes mathematical sense to me.
Instead of paying goddamn like
$12 for a drink a watered down drink. Let's bust this down four ways.
Like the office, they almost force you to get a double cup.
Yeah.
Hold on. Because let's get into some mathematics here then. A $350 bottle.
Yeah.
Right? Divided let's call it three guys.
Yeah.
Okay, divided by three guys.
Let's call it five
guys. $1.16. All right. $1.16. Drinks on average $12 to $18.
Because if you somewhere where the bottles is $3.50, that means drinks is gonna be a little 15. Bit more pricey.
It's gonna be about
15.
You right.
It's gonna be about $15 a drink. In Miami, you're gonna pay on a low end $15. For some Hennessy, you're gonna pay about $15.
And then drink. And then if you're tipping.
Unless you're tipping every time. You're keeping your tab open. Let's say you go back there. Because if it's three of us on a bottle of Henny, I can make myself five drinks off that bottle. So if you're talking about $15, $30, $45, $60, $75, but it's a watered down drink.
Let me just be a little realistic here. Me being who I am, I'm probably going to hand you guys back the drink menu and be like, let's pick another bottle. $3.50 is crazy.
Yeah.
But what do bottles cost on average?
That's how niggas end up drinking Skull Vodka.
Oh, you're going to pay anywhere from, depending on where you're at, you're going to pay anywhere from $100 to about $350, depending on what you want.
Okay. I don't buy bottles, but I know that $100 is a steal. $100 is a steal.
That's a strip club. If you go to like a strip club, you can get a $150 bottle.
Let's call $200
an average price.
The average bottle price.
$200, $250.
Let's call it $250.
$250.
Brick. A bottle of champagne is $150.
So then a bottle of Henny would probably be
$250. Somewhere around there. We've paid $250 for a bottle of Henny.
Okay.
Plenty of time.
So if the bottle average is $250 and Henny will do three guys right.
Yeah.
Let's see here. What was that? $250 by three is what, $75?
About $75.
I'm guessing. $83 guys. Okay, now see there.
To me, that makes sense. I'm not opposed to that. I go to the bar and spend $100 easy.
It just doesn't feel like a steal. It just seems like it's either or.
It's not a steal, but
it's just convenient.
Okay, here it is. If I go to a spot, right? Let's go say you go to a lounge. If I go to a lounge, it's three of us. We get a bottle of Hennessy. Drinks are $15 a round. And it's a watered-down drink, and I got to keep going through traffic to get to the bar where I can get a nice little spot in the VIP section. Bring me a bottle.
Now,
we're not considering an entry fee, possibly.
And plus entry fee. You know
and if it comes with a seat, it's absolutely worth it.
And it comes with a seat. Mm-hmm. If I get a bottle, it covers my way in. I don't have to make these trips through traffic, through the bar, get my bottle. I sit my black ass down on
it. You got a seat.
I'm good.
Okay.
To me, it's worth it.
If you get the bottle bundle, it's worth it. If you talk about entry.
Oh, no.
Entry. And goddamn.
I'm never the guy that's gonna pay for a bottle and entry. My bottle has to come with entry.
So you don't do that?
I'm not doing that.
So at the door you say, hey, I'm getting the bottle.
If I go to the lounge, like, hey, well, how much is it for the bottle?
Oh yeah.
$250. Oh, that covers the entrance, right? Oh yeah. Okay, cool. If no, all right, cool. I'll holler at you.
Let me in and I'm buying a bottle. But if I gotta pay to get in, I grab a drink and I'm gonna chill.
I'm not doing that. What's the incentive?
So an entry in the section, make the bottle because then it absolutely makes sense.
Yeah, especially if I get a section.
But you know what looks crazy to me? Whenever I see niggas with a bottle and a high table, you got robbed, buddy.
Man. Oh, robbed. Okay.
You got robbed. No. You're a jackass, all right?
And we've done that before, two S-Boss.
Plenty
like,
of times.
But it's not like, you know what I'm saying? But at the same time, like...
You looking at the jackass.
Yeah, you got a seat. But it,
like, when the VIP costs two stacks tonight, but then the high chairs are $350.
Fuck. Give me the high chair, pal.
Yeah, because... And that's a Miami party, bro.
Yo,
that's a Miami party.
You know what I hate about that shit? The high tables are always rickety as fuck.
Rickety as fuck. You know how you be leaning your arm on and shit?
Like, you can't even vibe right, bro. Your bottle's fucking going crazy.
Always got a rock to it.
I'm just so happy I don't have to go anymore.
Oh, yeah. I
don't have to go anymore.
Yeah, I'm just glad them days are
fuck
over,
that.
Bro.
There was a point, children, where you just had to go out and go hunt for your pussy like a caveman.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? No, the fuck? These kids have like a pussy Walmart. It's all over Twitter.
Pussy
it's all
Amazon.
Over Facebook. It's all
you
over
pick and choose what you want.
We used to have to go out and
they got
hunt pussy for
pussy on demand.
And it was rough.
You used to have to work.
It was rough.
You used to have to work. You used to have to go through. So, bro, now all you got to do as a jit is post some cool pictures on Instagram and you in there. Nigga, I used to have to go risk my life at the club.
You mean being able to actually have a conversation and talk to somebody?
Oh, that's crazy. Come on, bro.
That's crazy.
The fuck out of here. These kids got it so easy, dog.
Yesterday, I was on that goddamn boat talking to a woman and I was like, what is this?
I didn't tell you guys, man.
This is weird. I'm just asking, how are you? What's your name? This was like 95.
I didn't tell you guys, me and Maya was at this restaurant the other day, and then these kids walked in. It was this young white girl. She looked like she was, to me, 16, 17 years old. coming after this other white boy. He looked like he was about 16, 17 years old. And then next to us was this other white couple, right? So she's chasing after him. He's stomping off. They finally sat down somewhere, and she said, "You're going to have me looking at your stupid in front of your boys after you just finished eating my pussy?" Just like that. And me was like, what the fuck? These little 17-year-olds are wilding. And so the white guy that was next to us saw my face because I made the face. I was like, what the fuck? And he was like, how old do you think they are? I said, I don't know. And one of the boys, homeboy, said, man, we 14. Oh! But here's the kicker. Like, that's crazy. He said it to me as if, nigga, I'm old, nigga. Like, nigga, I'm 14.
I've been out here. The fuck wrong with you?
Like, what the fuck, bro?
I'm 14.
So comfortably, like how a 28-year-old woman would say to you.
Here's what's scary.
14, bro.
What's scary is...
God damn.
I got to send my kid to school with people like that. Bro, that's what's scary.
Nigga, I'm leaving that spot to go home to my two children.
He's
going to
look
girls.
Down on them, though. That's the best part about it.
Eli's a fucking snob. He definitely is. Yeah. He's a fucking snob.
He's fucking...
That's just, whoa, that shit was wild to me, bro.
Cave children.
Scary times, bro.
Just come on. That's just a juvenile argument. You ate my pussy. I deserve respect.
Ha. Uh-huh. Ha. The opposite. Ha. The opposite.
Quite that's, the contrary.
It's funny that you called it a juvenile argument.
When it's right? juvenile?
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
And then he said, ha. Huh?
He is on today. I don't think you guys are paying attention here, okay? The man.
Fan him down. He's hot. Fan him down.
He's on a different level right now. Like, this shit is taking on a life of its own, bro. I can't believe what I'm hearing.
I got my last subject of the day because this shit right here, I saw it online.
I can't wait to hear what's next.
Do you guys know what a financial abortion is?
I mean,
I feel like just off of the words, I could formulate an idea.
It's funny to me because an abortion costs money, so to call it a financial abortion is fucking hilarious.
I'm aborting it. Yeah. All right, it says here, financial abortion, also known as paper abortion or statutory abort, is the proposed ability of a biological father before the birth of the child to opt out of any rights, privileges, and responsibilities toward the child, including financial support.
But you see the words used in that, right? Before the birth of the child.
Before you can only abort before, baby.
Yeah. And that's why a lot of the times when like the pro athletes get caught up in shit, it's always like, surprise, you got a 2-year-old.
No, but also financial abortion isn't real.
Why is it not?
Get the fuck out of here. It's a proposed thing that niggas have been fighting for, but it's not real. It doesn't exist.
So let me ask.
But I thought you could do that.
No, the fuck you can't.
No. So you okay?
There's not a.
I swear it was something. That so I
there's not a state where you can go and just say so I don't want this kid anymore.
I think what they're waiting on too is the opposite of that. Let's say you agree to have the financial, like you agree that you want. That's what you want. That's the man. I want the financial abortion. She agrees. Boom, boom, boom. What if in year 4 you're like, fuck, man, I want to be in my child's life. Can you unabort? Can you unabort?
Oh, no.
What do you mean?
Can you unabort the child? Like, in year 5, can you say, hey, man, just kidding.
I'm done.
I want my son.
Fuck out of here. Hold on, wait a minute. It's rocking in Denmark and Sweden.
Yeah, I know some places.
Denmark. Who the fuck is in Denmark? It's rocking. Shout out to all of our listeners in Denmark and Sweden.
But yeah,
though,
but other than that, man, it doesn't exist. It's not real. No court's letting you do that. Because here's the thing. You know how that works? If the child doesn't have a father to pay for it, then the government has to pay for it. And we're not doing that shit. Raise your fucking kids.
Uncle Sam doesn't want to take care of your kids.
The fuck out of here. You think they're just going to let you skeet and just sign papers? It's too easy, pal.
Sam ain't having it.
You think you can skeet and sign?
Skeet and sign.
Is that what you think?
Skeet and sign. Skeet and sign. Sign and skeet. Skeet and sign isn't a good one.
It is.
No, I mean, go ahead and type it in there.
Skeet and sign.
Go ahead and type it in there. I want to take this time.
What are you going to do? What are you going to have? Cousin Skeeter on the thing signing something?
Yeah. Have him sitting at the table signing a contract. Yeah.
You know, I don't know what the fuck is going on with this, okay? But we haven't even snuck in.
Patreon.
There we go. There we go. There we go. There we go. Someone's cooking. Go ahead. Cook.
Just make sure you are subscribed to our Patreon. Like we said, you're going to get 2 episodes a month here on our normal on all platforms normally, like how we do on every Tuesdays, but twice a month. If you want to hear us weekly, subscribe to the Patreon. We have a bunch of content on there already. We're going to be rolling out the Ricky Rant soon. Also, the what's the other joint on Fridays?
Oh, the Reading
Replies. Reading Replies. That's
gonna... You know, we changed the release date on that too, so it's going to actually be out on Mondays.
Okay.
We're doing Reading Reply Mondays.
So you're probably going to have the Reading Reply Monday. You're going to get an episode every Tuesday on the Patreon, and you're going to get Ricky Rants probably on Wednesday. We'll probably do another Patreon on Thursdays as well.
But we're going to come out with a schedule so you guys can have that information. And, you know what I'm saying? Have it on hand.
So, yeah, just make sure you subscribe to the Patreon and to the Discord. Once you subscribe to Patreon, hit up the Discord where you can, it's like a large chat room. We have different rooms in there so we can go ahead and chop it up with us.
All right. We have now reached the DM diary section.
Hey, listen to me real quick. Before you motherfuckers get started, all right? We're not doing this shit every week no more, okay? I'm gonna make sure this motherfucking camera on me. We're not doing this shit every week no more, all right? This shit is happening 2 times for the month. You motherfuckers, get your shit together. I hope y'all remember the fucking words today, all right? Because we owe it to the fans to have at least one good performance in our first 2 episodes back.
Got you.
Tighten the fuck up. Come or ain't gonna be no more fucking water.
Come on, Come on with the fuckery, man.
You gotta relax, bro.
Stop being oppressive, bro.
For real, nigga.
Hit that button, man.
Yeah, bitch ass nigga. Oh, niggas home. Leave these women alone. They ain't shown. They don't want you in their phone. You can't make these old moan. We all grown. Ew, you are a weirdo. Yes, you are.
You are a weirdo.
Sending pictures of your D. We gon' tell.
We gon' tell.
Your secrets. That's right. Your secrets not safe with us. We gon' tell.
We gon' tell
your secrets. That's right. You just became a victim of the DM diary. You a bitch boy.
Bitch boy.
You a bitch boy. Break it down with your whole ass. This why you ain't getting no ass. You don't understand with your slow ass, bitch.
Only we know what he's talking about.
You a bitch ass boy. Homemade bitch. Bitch and a half. A bitch ass bitch. Just a bitch.
Bravo. Bravo.
Yeah, man.
Bravo, gentlemen.
Niggas back.
Thought, nigga?
Niggas back.
Fuck you, thought, nigga.
Last week was a shoot around. That's all back.
That's what the people pay for, right?
That's
there.
That's a shoot around, baby.
Actually, they get this free, but yeah.
Yeah, but if you subscribe to the Patreon, we got content like that and much more.
That's what we got here. One ask a real nigga. Let me see here. I'm sorry, not ask a real nigga. I'm on drugs. DM diary. So this lady posted a story of her legs. These are thick legs. She had it coming. No, I can't say that. That's not nice. This nigga says, you have some beautiful feet, but they'd look even better with my tongue around them, queen, respectfully. Oh. No, nobody deserves that. I'm sorry. I misspoke. Wow.
So right out the gate. Right out the gate. Toe sucking. That's
you don't know where she's been
on the table.
You don't know what she's walked through.
That's on the table. That's the first card. Face toe sucking.
She could be a pata sucia walking through the valley of the shadow of death.
A nigga that sucks strangers' toes. What else do you expect from a nigga like that?
You can't smoke with that guy. Fungus
hell
mouth.
Nah. Hell no.
Fungus mouth.
No, bro.
I don't even want you to taste the food you cook. Don't put the spoon back in there.
No hi, hello, nothing. Just stick those toes in my on my
keep
tongue
you and fucking, your toe jam tongue to yourself.
Fucking nose mouth smell like fucking fecal matter and fungus.
Fuck that guy.
All right. This next. That was it, by the way. She never opened the DM. This next individual says, this was a friend, but there was a thanks but no thanks conversation in between these two. He is now blocked, Chris.
They gave you a disclaimer.
So the first picture shows her giving hard eyes to one of, I guess, his stories or whatever. He goes, okay, so fuck me. I mean, not a terrible move.
Wait, man, that's absolutely
not a terrible move.
That's a god awful move.
Okay, so you post something on your story, she replies with hard eyes, and you go, if it's hard eyes for real, let's fuck. That's a terrible move.
No, it is, because you gotta ease into it.
I guess.
Oh, you think? I'll be like, oh, you think so? But sure. Then you go into your little thing, get back into your bag. Don't hard eyes me, then fuck me.
If he really felt so compelled to want to get to that answer immediately, there's only one thing that you need to do, realistically. Just post the eye emoji. Just the eyes.
And at least it's open for discussion.
It's open for discussion.
There's a million things he could have done besides saying, okay, fuck me. What?
That's so stupid.
Damn, I like the picture, bro. She liked the picture.
And then her response is, wow, 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 smiley face. Right? Now, she says, in between these two, they had a thanks but no thanks conversation. Right? Now, the second DM, she posts a picture, and then he goes, quote-unquote, in invisible ink, I'll eat your coochie from the back. Dark emoji face.
Okay, so she laid down the law for you, saying it's never going to happen, and you then go ahead and proceed to tell her that you'll eat her cooch from the back.
You double down.
That guy's a terrorist. That guy's a fucking terrorist. He's a terrorist.
And she blocked him.
Got it. You had to. I don't blame you. Jeez. Yeah, yeah.
You need to hide your coochie somewhere you can't find it.
Animals.
You need to put it away. Yeah, that guy right there.
Lock that coochie up.
You need to lock it up. That guy's scary.
She jumped in his DMs first?
She responded to a story, so yeah.
She just said hi, heart eyes.
Damn, you see?
She also called him a friend.
Yeah. That's why you got to be very careful with those emojis, man, because they get taken out of context.
That's why I don't believe
those reaction emojis I'm talking about. I'm not talking about like the overall emoji, because when you're using the overall emojis, that's what you mean. You feel me? But when them reaction shits, you got to be very, because when you post a flame, nigga, like that shit could mean something totally different to you from the person you're doing that shit.
And like when you do it, it make the fucking hard eyes rain down on your face.
Nigga,
it looks different. It's like, oh, you love that shit, huh?
Yeah, niggas is wild.
Gotta relax.
Niggas is crazy.
What's wrong with you? What's wrong with y'all? You niggas are crazy.
What the fuck was he talking about?
What the fuck was that from again?
It was a pastor. I see his face.
Pastor. Yeah, it was a pastor, yeah.
I see his face. I just remember why he's so hot.
I don't know, but he used to go off about Barack Obama. He hated him. He called him a long-legged pimp.
Fucking daddy
long-legged. What does that even mean?
What does that mean?
What does that even mean?
Are pimps supposed to have short legs?
Like, come on. Dog. Obama's legs are not even long, man.
Cat Williams. A pimp.
Average size legs, bro.
Long-legged Cat Williams pimp. Is a standard pimp.
So you're a good pimp if your legs are short. You're not a good pimp if your legs are long.
Long-legged pimp.
Oh, Barack Obama, you're nothing but a long-legged pimp. Okay. What the fuck does that mean, man?
All right. We have now reached the Ask a Real Nigga section of our program. Long-legged, flaily-armed pimp.
Fuck out of here, man. That shit don't hurt my feelings.
Hey, man. when you get a chance, go into the vault and pull out a beat so we can do a Patreon song. Because I feel like every time we talk about Patreon, we might as well have a song. If we're going to keep doing it like this.
There's something else we should be talking about as well.
What's that? Wait. Oh. What shit? Speaking of shit that come with a song, what you want to do, baby? Huh? You know what the vibes is. And if you don't, pull up and find out. Stay outside, though. Vegetarian Delight Juice Bar.
This song, please, is going to get us taken down.
That's right.
Yes. Change the song, please. I just love it so much.
I know.
Me it's too. Okay.
Trust Words me. Are divine.
Baby. I want to be here longer, though.
Shout out to me, bedroom. How many fucking seconds was that?
Shout out to me, bedroom.
I don't know, but I apologize in advance. And I ain't mean to cut y'all off because y'all was in rhythm just now.
No, but hey. Let's say,
can't have that.
So once again, Big Vibes, Vegetarian Delight Juice Bar, 6060 Miramar Parkway, Miramar, Florida. Still the freshest food on the block. I had a chicken sandwich there last week. So far, week before that, I had some bunun, some pickles, some shrimps, some grit. Everything is bussing. All right? The pre-orders, the Uber Eats, call ahead, 954-241-7402.
Yes.
No way! No way!
I thought it was 05.
7402, baby.
Yeah.
Once again, 954-241-7402. Give us a call ahead. Delight Juice Bar on the Insta Grizzy. Vegan Trap Lord on the Twitter. Pull up.
Can I share something with you guys?
Talk about it.
This, because I don't know if y'all got a chance to see the live that I posted on IG.
No.
Yeah, so there was a misunderstanding between, I guess, a customer and one of my employees, right? And that shit just sent me through the roof because, like, the lady was making mention about how many vacations we taken. And, like, if you know anything about me, bro, I just started taking vacations this year, dog. So, like, understandably, bro, like, I understand when there's you have expectations of certain places and you go and they don't meet your expectations. You have a right to voice your opinion in a grievance. You get what I'm saying? But I felt like that line right there really hit because, like, niggas don't know me, man.
Yo ass on vacation and I'm starving. Dog. That's hilarious, bro.
You just met me. You don't know me, dog. So at the end of the day, it's like you don't know the fact that I've been working in the restaurant for 10 years. No vacations.
Hey,
no holidays, nothing.
She began going this year. She been going for 2 months. These niggas already on vacation?
Again?
Already?
No apricot pie today,
bro. And it's like, dog. And then, you know what? And I took that, and then it's like that shit just lit a fire on me, and I just fucking went on IG Live and went a little crazy. But I'm probably gonna take that shit down, bro, because it's garnering like a lot of weird attention, and I don't really like. I appreciate the love and support, but all the other shit like ain't really for it.
I feel you.
And I'm not gonna lie. The next time a customer start tripping, you should just up that fire. And if you need help,
chitty bang bang.
If you need help upping that fire, there's nowhere else you should go but my brother Cocky Glock Jude with Apex Security Service. Please reach out to Jude if you want to be armed. If you want to learn how to use your gun, take it apart, clean it, put it together, put it on your hip, get the right holster, and just kind of just become proficient at gun use. Please go to @CockYourGlock, our brother Jude. Phone number is 786-315-3546. 786-315-3546. 555, get your mind right, and you will get shot. Bang, 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 lum, lum. Lum, 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 lum. Mm-hmm. Lum. All right, Benny boy.
Shout out, Jude. You just took care of my brother and him.
Yeah. Shout out, yeah, big Jude.
Shout out your brother. He taking care of me right now.
Yeah, he take care of all of Miami right now.
Yeah.
With his suits and his dick.
That's crazy, bro.
Hilarious.
All Do right. not disrespect my brother like
All right.
that.
All right, hilarious. Fuck Dick suit.
God. He's doing God's work.
Dick suit.
Dick suit.
Put that in there, too. Yeah, yeah. Dick suit.
Just a nigga in an uncircumcised suit. Hey.
ask a real nigga. Right, what you wearing?
You wearing? Been a cramp in your chest,
nigga. Okay.
I'm fine.
You want the real
nigga? Nigga.
Ask a real nigga.
Nigga.
Black.
Nigga.
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 Nigga. Follow me on Twitter.
Nigga.
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 Bitch, y'all bigger.
Nigga.
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 No.
You know? Ben sound like the TikTok
nigga.
Voice.
Nigga.
Oh, shit.
Nigga.
Nigga.
Oh,
fuck. Ricky ben. Had a heart attack, bro.
Bro, I got a fucking cramp right here, dog.
Ow.
I don't know. Laughing, dog. Nigga said, I'm circumcised.
The nigga began holding his chest, and I just, yo. Oh, bro.
Ben just fucking saying nigga over there.
Ben saved
hey,
the song.
Me and Plus dumb as hell because we both just started touching this thing.
That's not going to help me. That's not going to fucking help me, dog.
Sure, concern while you die. That's all. Oh, we care.
Fuck. That's hilarious.
My God.
Oh.
All right. This comes from my brother Gersh out of New York. What's good, bro?
Shout out Gersh.
Whenever you guys do come back, there is a question I want you to pose, and please ask Risky not to be emotional and think.
Risky?
Who's Risky? Ricky. Sorry.
Oh. I thought Ricky and Whiskey together.
Risky, Ricky. All right.
Shout out Whiskey.
Please
man.
Ask Ricky not to be emotional and think. Is New Edition a better group than the Jackson 5?
No, you motherfucker.
Yes,
no.
Hell yes. Mr. Telephone.
It's like when niggas wear Timberland boots, they don't think straight. No, 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 no.
I mean, let's think about it, right?
They produce Bobby Brown.
The Jackson 5 have 4 number one hits back to back to back to back.
They don't have Bobby Brown.
They got Michael Jackson.
Bobby. I mean, I'm sure New Edition has number ones, but no, now.
They do.
When I'm thinking about individually, though, like Mike is the only one. New Edition got like 5. That can just do it.
But that's Michael Jackson though.
Stand
Michael Jackson. So if we do Jackson, if the Jackson 5 versus New Edition, that is a formidable opponent. Yes, but you talking about the Jackson 5 plus the Jacksons when they became the Jacksons. There's hits there.
No. We talking about Jackson 5.
That's true.
It's not
that's true.
A versus.
That's true.
It's not a versus. We talking about Jackson 5 versus New Edition.
Okay, so the Jackson 5 is the Jacksons.
Jackson 5 songs versus New Edition.
If I'm being fair and we're doing just group shit, like I'm not bringing anybody's individual accolades, so that means that no Johnny Gill, no fucking Trez Vatt, no Bell Biv DeVoe.
No Jermaine.
It's just group versus group.
Yeah, I'm going Jackson 5.
The edge is still Jackson 5.
I don't see
how
it's not.
Where?
They have more.
I don't have the whole.
Listen, the weakest of the Jackson 5. Singles,
New Edition catalog right
which
now.
I would say is ABC, is still killing Candy Girl, which is their biggest hit.
No, I'm not going to let you do that.
Shit. It's a direct bite off of ABC. And ABC's still a bigger song.
I feel like if I'm anywhere, I'd rather hear Candy Girl than ABC.
Doesn't mean that's not the better song.
Sure. Candy Girl, oh my world, ooh, so sweet. Next Ask a Real Nigga question comes
hey,
from...
they got him, though.
Got him how?
I'm talking about the songs. I mean, in terms of the Jacksons, yeah, they got him.
Yeah, they do.
Because I don't... After about 9, I don't really know any more of these New Edition jokes.
That's how it goes. And I mean, like, if you came up during that time, you would.
Yeah.
But we didn't come up during the Jackson time, and we still know all them shits and stuff like that. Yeah, fuck that. Next Ask a Real Nigga question comes from the Almighty J on Twitter. What's good, brother?
Yep.
He says, what's up, y'all boys? Here's the Ask a Real Nigga question or just a regular discussion. I was reading in the comments how people are bashing rappers for basically worshiping drugs, gangs, and violence in their music. Knowing children are easily influenced, they were saying that it's the rapper's fault for our children ending up smoking early and being overly aggressive. Also, some people said, where's that nigga mother? Where's his mom? It's the parents' fault for not being there to prevent that. All in all, what do you guys think about rap music's negative effect on children? Do you think
we can blame parents or blame music as to why the kid may be fucked up. I think you can never blame rap music, because if you're looking for murder, is also on TV. There are shows dedicated to it. Law and Order, Criminal Minds is in all the fucking movies, is in the cartoons, it's online. Like, rap isn't the only one murdering. They aren't the only ones.
No, they're not. It's everywhere.
It's everywhere.
So you can't just blame rap music for it.
Like, if your son is murderous, it's because you did shitty work.
Yeah, I did a poor job of raising him.
You should have told him not to murder.
Correct.
Like, you should have said, hey, son, don't murder.
Yeah, I agree.
Chris?
I'm trying to pick something up here.
He is too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I don't know. Part of me wants to blame both sides, because, I mean, when you're constantly inundated with certain things, it could become like a mantra, and then it could even, like, I don't know, man. I feel like you constantly being submerged in one type of thing you're constantly hearing every day, and it's being glorified, and you look up to these people at one point.
You're talking about yourself right now, though. You too.
Yeah.
But look how you ended up. Your favorite songs are about murder.
I mean, not my favorite.
But you've memorized songs about murder.
No, but I'm saying that the musical taste can also help shape who, like, the things that you like in the activities you engage in later on down the line. Because my first album that I owned was Erykah Badu, Mama's Gun. That, I feel like that had a lot to do about the person that I am today. Or that had a lot to do with who I eventually became.
I listened to growing up, a lot of Wu-Tang, Bone Thugs, like that type of music where niggas was talking about shooting niggas and murder, but I never wanted to kill anybody. And I saw a lot of it on TV too, Boys in the Hood. I saw all these movies. I didn't want to ever become a murderous person.
That shit made me scared.
Murders for television. Yeah. What the fuck are they, you know? Are they talking about?
I think conditioning is a real thing, but I don't think music is the only sole influence. I think it's the overstimulation of music, television, real life.
Do I think music is glorifying murdering people? As for sport, yes, it is.
I would say today.
Today, yes.
I would say today.
Rap music is doing
it. I feel like rap music would have less of an impact because I feel like the kids are different today. But I feel like us growing up back in our day, I feel like it could have more of an influence and influence you to do other things.
I think it's the opposite. I think the kids these days are more...
They're all doing that for TikTok.
Yeah, they're more into like wanting to shoot instead of fight. Because in our day, we were fighting. These kids, they picking up sticks at fucking 12, 13 years old.
That's because you could be on TikTok in prison.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And
seeing those guys?
Yeah,
you seen them, right? Ben, what was I telling you? Remember I was telling you? Sometimes I just be scrolling on TikTok and I end up on some prisoner's live.
That's crazy.
How the fuck do they have access to this shit?
Dog, I don't know.
Fucking money. COs make 50 grand a year.
That's wild.
And if a criminal can offer you an extra 4 grand a month to take care of these bills, it's a no-brainer for me. I'm bringing in the cell phone and a piece of spaghetti. I'm bringing it in.
Yeah, that's wild.
I'm bringing the fucking spaghetti. I'm bringing the fucking phone in. I'm bringing the gun. I'm bringing the drugs. What do you want, sir?
There's a viral video going around of this kid on TikTok, man. He got like 2 peas in prison.
That's wild.
2 what?
2 pounds of weed.
And who else can walk in and out of there? It's not rocket science. It's just the COs.
That shit is insane.
Either you pay them more or jail just got to be lit.
That's crazy.
It's crazy as fuck.
The shit is looking fun, more fun than it used to. Niggas
but
got phones.
Boys and girls, it is not fun, okay? And don't you ever forget it.
It ain't. Being in jail ain't fun.
But I'm just saying.
It's no fun if the homies get
some. Them motherfuckers are making it look like you can have a good time.
Yeah, you better ask Robert.
Hey, man, it's coming.
All right, guys, this is the end. Richard, any final thoughts?
Yes, man. Subscribe to the Patreon, man. Become a patron. Show some love, show some support. We're going to be dumping out a bunch of dope content to y'all. So shout out to the patrons that are out there. We appreciate you guys. And yeah, make sure you rate, like, and subscribe to us on all platforms. And follow us on Twitter and on Instagram.
Benny, final thoughts?
The internet is not real life. You guys are buffoons. tell a friend to tell a friend about the podcast. And appreciate y'all for tuning in.
Chris, final thoughts?
I got a few final thoughts. So if you're watching this, when you're watching this on YouTube, I apologize for the last bit of it gets kind of choppy, but you already know the vibes. Bigger and better next time. My actual final thought is, I'm not sure if you guys are familiar with this story going around about a black woman named Sisha. I'm not even sure how you pronounce her name exactly. But she, she's had two of her children legally kidnapped by the government.
American Idol?
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw that story.
And there's a huge movement online to help bring her son, her youngest son.
She got one of them back.
Yeah. And they just took the other one, I guess more recently. And just if you follow the hashtag bring raw home, that's bring R-A, raw home. There's a lot more information on it. But if you can, if you have it within your ability to help her cause, man, I think it's something that a lot of people need to pay more attention to right now.
Dope, for sure.
Okay, my final thoughts are, niggas don't make money, pay your own bills. Ben, final song? Song of the week?
Song of the week comes with the hands of JoJo and Wiz the Wizard. What's the joint?
Thanks for listening to NWO Podcast.
Peace!
Ooh, I like the jouet. No, I actually love the jouet. Give me the jouet. Give me the jouet, come on. What's the jouet? What's the jouet? Bitch come off on like, what's the jouet? A nigga come off on like, what's the jouet? Give me the jouet. 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 Give me the jouet. They like, what's the sweat? I don't even know. Whole time running through with my bang bros. Running. I remember I was broke, now I'm on gold. Now I'm picking bitches out like any money mo. The sweat made me rich, check my net, bitch. I know the feds on my page, but I'm still lit. Still I know that bitch got a man, but she still lit. Snatch a nigga, bitch, I don't care who she came with. Moan. What's the sweat? What's the sweat? Bitch come off on like, what's the sweat? A nigga come off on like, what's the sweat? Give me the sweat. Jouet, 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 give me the jouet.
Fuck, nigga. Ay, give me the jouet. 4-5, tucked in my pants, plus a tick. That little hoe a dog, send that hoe to the vet. Hit your hoe from the back, man, she say I fuck the best. I ain't even stressing. I just nothing in the club with my Smith & Wesson. Lights hitting on my diamonds, got these bitches dancing. You can't vibe over here, this the thug section. Pop the perk and now a nigga sweat. Me and JoJo on the lab and we here dweating. We just made another 100, about to fly to test. Shoot a nigga in the ass if he try to test.
What's the sweat? What's the sweat? Bitch come off on like, what's the sweat? A nigga come off on like, what's the sweat?
Fuck,
give me the sweat. 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 Give me the sweat.